This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University, certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy podcast. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. This is my assistant, Smelly Cat, if you're watching on video, and we welcome you to today's episode. I am really excited because I've been able to have guests who are fellow podcasters, and I'm so delighted for you all to meet today. Lisa Campion, she hosts the Miracle of Healing podcast, where I am going to be a guest in the near future. And I really love connecting with especially female podcasters, because this is such a way, I think, as women to build confidence, to connect with others. And I know for myself, every time I do a show, I'm really speaking affirmations to myself. You can do this. You've got this. And what helps me feel comfortable as a host is preparation. I'm always prepared. And that helps me just relax into the conversation that needs to arise in our time together. And Lisa, she is an internationally renowned author, healer, and psychic who's also a Reiki master teacher. She wants to help us step into our gifts, meaning our gifts of intuition, our psychic abilities. And today we're going to speak with Lisa about things like, what's the difference between your intuition and having psychic abilities, and how we can just nuance and lean upon that inner knowing to guide our lives. And if you're interested to know more about me and working with me, please go straight to nolatherapy.com. That's my website. And there's all the information you need there. You're welcome to reach out to me, Lisa at nolatherapy.com as well. I want to take time to be with the other Lisa today. So I'm going to bring you in the stream. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You're so welcome. I appreciate what you are about and bring forward. Let's talk about being psychic, our intuition. Where do you want to begin with us?
Well, I really want to begin by saying that everyone is psychic. Everyone is intuitive. I just think it's a natural part of our human nature, you know, and that we wouldn't really have made it through the evolution of humanity if we didn't have those gifts, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think there's sort of a myth that that I would want to address, that you have to be special to be psychic, or you have to have an unnatural talent that's not usual. And that's not true. Everyone is psychic. And psychic's like an ability, like athletic ability or musical ability, that really anyone can develop. We do have to work on it. We have to put our time in training. Like, let's say you were born with just a lot of musical ability. You still have to practice every day. You still have to train. You still have to take lessons. And when we see professional musicians or professional athletes, we know that that's what they've done. And the same is true for professional psychics. All the professional psychics you see on TV, they've just worked it. And you can too if that's what you want to do.
Lisa, I love that analogy because it's so true that even the most gifted museums, musicians and athletes, artists is where that's coming from in my mind. We have to put in the time to nurture those abilities and capacities to be able to perform and do them. And I've taken some psychic development classes, and they were really challenging in a unique way to sit across from someone and feel into their energy and hear and, you know, see if there's an ancestor coming forward. Or it was really, it was like intense, like working in a way with my mind and body and also relaxing into it. It was a lot. Can you share with us more how you have developed your psychic abilities?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was born psychic. So I was born in the 60s. I grew up outside Boston in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And that, as a child, I was having just a lot of really, you know, crazy experiences that other people didn't seem to be having. I would see colors around people. I would see spirits of all kinds, sometimes good ones and sometimes scary ones. I would see what I called the gray people, that they would sit around my bed at night, and I knew they were dead. They didn't scare me. They just needed help. And so I spent a lot of time. I was lucky I had hippie parents, and they didn't like drag me to the church and throw holy water on me, but they didn't quite know what to do. They were like, oh, you have such a good imagination. That's what I heard a lot of. And but because they were hippies, they took me to transcendental meditation when I was 10, because that's what you did when you were a hippie in 1974.
Very cool.
And yeah, I know. And when I was in high school, I did this thing called Silva mind control. Now it's called the Silva method. It's incredibly powerful, by the way, if you want to develop your psychic ability. So I sort of lucked out and had had some really difficult experiences, but I also had some kind of really unusual and lucky training opportunities. And then I started working as a psychic when I was 19, back in 1987, or, you know, it was way back then. And I quickly figured out that I didn't have enough skills to really help people. Like, I was a good psychic, but I didn't know what to do with actually people. So I went back to school and became a therapist. And for a long time, I blended therapy and psychic together. And then in 1999, I learned Reiki and added that into the mix. And these days, I feel really called to help people that are going through psychic openings go the easier way than I did. I had to do everything the hard way because it was just, there weren't any really books or information. There was no internet. Think about it, you know, back then, right? So I was on my own and kind of school of hard knocks figuring it out. And now I feel passionately about helping other people not have to do it the hard way like I did.
You know, and speaking of books, your book, A Practical Guide to Develop Your Intuition, Demystify the Spiritual World and Open to Your Psychic Senses. Actually, that's the tagline. Awakening to Your Psychic Ability is the main title. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Well, I wrote the book that I wanted to find in the library when I was searching, you know, and that's it. And that's sort of like a guide to the practices that we need to do, the skills we need, the things we need to learn so that we can all do it. And I feel like what happens to a lot of the people I work with is, let's say you take yoga or you start meditating or you become a Reiki practitioner. I would say yoga, meditation, and Reiki are like the three gateways into like popping open your psychic ability and to like enlargening your spiritual life, right? So then, you know, I wrote it because those things would pop open people's psychic ability and they get really scared about it, really nervous. It happened in all the years that I was teaching Reiki. Oh, I don't think I should do it anymore. All my psychic stuff is happening and people are walking through my room in the middle of the night, or I'm seeing things and hearing things. I'm knowing things. And
I'm not sure how to close it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people get really nervous and scared about these things for so many reasons. Maybe we don't understand what's going on. Maybe we think we're going to go crazy. Maybe we are afraid other people are going to think we're going to go crazy. Maybe we're afraid we're going to start seeing bad things or even attracting bad things to us. So we have to always work through fear and the myths and misconceptions we have about what psychic ability really is. And then once we do that, we can sort of relax. Like you said, a lot of it is about relaxing and paying attention to what's actually happening.
Exactly. My teacher went to Arthur Findlay College in the UK. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one of the teachers was in Los Angeles and I studied with him for a day and he could really put me at ease. It's such a unique, just your analogy resonates so deeply. Like with any other craft, it does take being committed to it and being consistent with it and not being afraid to, you know, I think like not be afraid that you're going to mess up or something, to really have courage and confidence. Anyway, is there something you're getting right now? It looks like something.
For sure. Like I was just thinking like most of psychic is about learning how to shift our brainwave state at will. And so there's some science behind this, you know, and understanding that we're the most intuitive when we go into that alpha brainwave. And that's like a light trance meditation. It happens when we're meditating, happens when we're driving, doing yoga, washing the dishes, sort of light repetitive actions, or like you're staring out the window, you're lying, watching the grass grow, you're lying, watching the clouds go by, like that we shift into an alpha brainwave state. And that's when we're the most intuitive and most psychic. So it's really hard to get there if you're afraid and feeling uptight or feeling like, you know, like you're gonna, you know, screw up and do it wrong. So we need to like really relax and go. And here's a really simple exercise. I think anyone can try this on for size and get a journal, call it, write down your psychic journal. Actually, my latest book that came out is a psychic journal.
Okay.
And that so you can start that practice. But so write in your journal a question that you have and then go wash the dishes, go take a shower. You'd be amazed how many people get the best psychic hits in the shower.
Wow.
We go into that alpha. Go on your commute. Go take a nap. Like, do something that shifts us into that alpha state. And somewhere in the middle of washing the dishes or taking a shower, we have that like, oh, we have this aha moment. Like, oh my God, there's the answer to, there's the thing that I asked a question about. That answer arises in us. And it happens. So this, I'm sure, happens to us 10 times a day. Most of the time we're not paying attention. So that's the other thing, is we really need to learn how to pay attention.
This is so awesome and helpful, Lisa, truly. Can you help us with how, when we know we're psychic, we're intuitive, we're having these experiences, we're in this flow and on this path, how though, sometimes for me, it's been overwhelming to be with certain people or in certain environments, like almost like I can't screen out things. How can you help us with that?
So, such a great question. It's so important. So the more sensitive we are, especially if you identify as a highly sensitive person or an empath, and you know, the more we open, the more sensitive we become to other people's energy, the energy of the environments that we're in. So I always teach psychic development with a little psychic self-defense. And that's about really learning to manage our energy, learning how to advocate and say no for ourselves, learning some really good psychic hygiene, which is about grounding. I teach a meditation and breathing practice, which is about grounding yourself, coming back into your body, using your breath to clear energy that you picked up that may not be yours, and visualizing that you have sort of a bubble around you. That bubble is really the outside edge of your own energy field, but it's our boundary layer between us and the world. Just like your skin is the boundary between the world and the inside of you and the world. And we need that sort of protective layer of our skin. The outer edge of our energy field is the same thing. So if you're an empath or a sensitive, that outer layer can be more porous, a little more like a sponge.
Yeah.
And so when we concentrate on visualizing that it's less porous, it's more robust, we learn the habit of being better boundaried energetically instead of being more porous energetically.
Okay, that's really helpful to have that imagining and close the pores.
Yeah.
Is that an example?
Absolutely. Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, empaths, we call them psychic sponges, right? So and I think we do that because we know the outer edge of their energy field is spongy and porous. And when we close those pores, or you can imagine you're inside an egg, like a glowing egg. And you are the boss of what comes through that boundary layer. You decide what energies you want to let in and which ones you're going to keep on the other side. Then we become sort of more robust, able to be in the world, you know, to travel, to go into the store, I don't know what it is about Costco. Costco tends to like just really blow people's circuit. Sensitive people.
Yeah. I think Walmart too.
Walmart. Yeah. All those big box stores really are difficult for us. So we, you know, I sit in the parking lot in Walmart and I do this, put my bubble on, and maybe halfway through I have to redo it. And when I get out, I have to do it again. But it works. And again, it's like a muscle we build over time, so that when we strengthen that part of us, we can just be like a little more robust as we go through the world.
I appreciate your vulnerability and your authenticity with that, that sometime you might have to do it again, and to know that it's okay. It's not that we're doing it wrong or anything at all. Right. Just sometime we need to be more vigilant about this?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it depends on what kind of day you're having. If you're, you know, not having such a great day, or you've already got things on your mind, you're already in a state of stress, then those things are harder. So I just think it, to me, it's sort of like as needed. You do these, yeah. And if that's 10, you know, 10 times a day, that on one day, that's just what you need that day. Maybe other days you feel more strong anyway, yeah. and that's great. But to be really like, not to feel no shame about it, I think like running into the ladies' room, the men's room, some restroom somewhere, and running the water, you know, yes. And put your hands under the water and like do the breathing exercise. And just say, with this water, I'm washing away anything that I picked up. Nobody generally bothers you or follows you into the restroom, you know. So we clear, you ground, you reset your field, and you go out again to face the world or whatever. I mean, I did that family Thanksgiving or what, you know,
yeah.
Places where we sometimes it's not Walmart, it's your own family or your own work environment where we can be very challenged with these things.
Lisa, what you're sharing confirms. I advise clients often and frequently over the years, when you're feeling overwhelmed or triggered, go into the restroom and into the stall where it's just going to be you, and close the door and just take some time with yourself. Mm-hmm. Even put your hands yeah. over your heart and just like breathe, you know, expel, kind of press gently in your heart space to breathe out yeah. whatever it is that's overwhelming you and coming up. And I love the addition of the water, because water is soothing, represents our mm-hmm. emotions. And I think warm water too can really help soothe us.
Yeah. And it's clearing as well. So if you get in there with the soap in the water, you're like, oh, with this soap and water, I'm washing away the energy that does not belong to me. Whatever I picked up that isn't mine. And I think as sensitives, we need to always ask ourselves, is this mine? You know, yes. the stress I'm feeling, this anxiety, this you know,
mine?
Sadness, this pain, is it mine? Is this mine, or did I pick it up from that person over there, or from my family, or from my children, from my boss, whoever we're around? So beginning to make that distinction, is this mine? You know, we need to deal with what's ours. Like, we need to process that. And that's what therapy and the therapeutic process is, how we learned what's so good about that and how right. we learned to do that. But when it's not ours, we don't need to do that. We just need to release it. And we need to start telling the difference. So some stuff we can just wash down the sink with the soap and water. And yeah. some stuff we need to get into the bathroom stall and hold our own hearts, because it really is ours.
Absolutely, Lisa. Lisa, I want to share Magic Mind and Babyfoot. When we come back in a few moments, I'd love for you to talk with us. To those who are listening, watching, maybe feeling skeptical, how you would speak to that, as well as why. Why do we want to know about our psychic abilities and maximize them? Like, how, what they're really good for. Okay, see you in a moment. Y'all, I want to share two products that I use. You know about them if you've been listening or watching All Things Therapy. The first is Magic Mind. It's a delicious nootropic that is a 2-ounce herbaceous shot with wonderful things for your body and mind, like echinacea, lion's mane mushrooms, cordyceps mushrooms, vitamin C, turmeric, and ceremonial grade matcha, which contains L-theanine. And all of these compounds and ingredients together really help with inflammation and help you to feel more calm. Focus is what I notice in my body after drinking it. And I've gone from drinking 3 cups of coffee in the morning to not even finishing 1, because Magic Mind helps extend the positive attributes of coffee. That's what L-theanine does, without needing more. And that jitteriness and upset stomach and such that can happen with too much caffeine consumption. There's not caffeine in Magic Mind. It's all those other wonderful ingredients that synergistically help your body. I'd love for you to try out Magic Mind at either 20% off a single order or 56% off a monthly subscription. Learn more about that by going to magicmind.co/Lisa, my first name, and use code Lisa for that. If you're looking for an at-home spa experience for your feet, definitely order Babyfoot. They have been making foot peels since 1997. This is a company based, created in Japan. They have sold over 25 million foot peels. That shows how widely received and used they are. I have used Babyfoot on my feet. You put little booties on that have a gel inside. You tape it up. They give you all that. Put on some booty socks that they send you as well and walk around with them or sit with them on for an hour. You take off the booty, wash your feet, and over the next 10 days, all of this dead skin you don't even know you have peels off your feet. I know that sounds gross, but what is left are soft feet like a baby's bottom. Hence, they're called baby feet. I'd love for you to try them try them out as well with 20% off by going to babyfoot.com and using code therapy24. Let's get back to Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
So which of the two questions feel like they're coming up for you first?
Well, I love your question about being skeptical, and I love skeptics. I think being skeptical just means you're smart and you're thinking for yourself. And I am quite skeptical too. I'm not sure I would believe. Well, I mean, I try to keep an open mind about things, but I don't really believe things until they happen. They happen to me personally. And I would just say, you know, don't give up your skepticism. It's really important. It's a really important part of discernment. That's what we talk about in psychic world. Discernment is the ability to tell what's real and true for us. It's super important. Never let go of it. But try to keep an open mind. And I'm going to give you an example of a psychic intuitive experience. And I make a little distinction between psychic and intuitive. So intuitions are inner knowing. Psychic's a little more of a stretch. It's where we get information from outside of ourselves, like your angels, your masters, prophets, and saints, your dead grandma, that Uncle Fred, whoever you're talking to. That's more of a psychic experience. But here's an intuitive experience. I guarantee you, everyone's had, especially skeptics, is when you meet somebody for the first time and you have that very strong first impression. You shake their hand, you're feeling their vibe.
Yeah.
And your gut, which is the psychic sense of claircognizance, comes in and goes, I don't like that person. Mm. Or, oh my God, I love that person.
Yes.
And your mind might be like, what are you talking about? Like, your gut could be like, nope. And that is like, and just think about how accurate our first impressions are. That's a very powerful, very common, very, very, very useful psychic experience. So our intuitive experience too. So it's always meant to be useful. And most of our intuition is designed to help us. I just really love the old fashioned word ESP, extrasensory perception, because I feel like what we do as psychics is we just perceive, process more of the sensory data we're taking in than maybe other people. So it helps us when we dial into that, figure out what's really going on in the moment, figure out who we can trust, figure out the pathway that's meant for us, even if it's not the logical one. You know, and a lot of people had that experience over the pandemic where they just sort of dropped their life and dialed into their feelings, their intuitive sense about what path they needed to take. So it's very useful to help us align a little more to our soul, to our higher self, and live a more soulful life, a more, you know, soulfully guided life. And I also believe it's meant to be of service to other people, you know, where we help ourselves and then we help other people. I'm telling you, sometimes you open your mouth and your angel speaks through you and you're there to assist another person. And you're like, wow, I don't know why I just said that. Or I don't know why I just showed up at this coffee shop.
Exactly.
Talk to this person and now something happened.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. And then to the skeptics then, I hear you just saying, you know, it sounds like that's like a gut kind of communication with oneself to have an open mind and balance it with concerns that you might have as well.
Yes, be sensible. I'm very grounded and sensible as a psychic. I don't always believe sort of a lot of new age stuff. I think about it. I keep an open mind, but I'm running everything through my own truth meters and seeing what feels true for me. I think it's also important to run, you know, make sure that it fits in with your faith tradition and that your, you know, your beliefs, your values, your core values and beliefs can remain intact and should, you know. So like, I just think if you're skeptical, like run everything through your inner truth meter and see what resonates for you and feels right for you.
I like that. And I think it speaks to just like there's not one therapist that works for everyone, as you know, that we resonate with different clients who resonate with us. And the same, I think, would be true with psychics and mediums that, you know, like let your energy that you're attracted to certain people of this profession, because that's like your tribe, who you vibe with, literally.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So, Lisa, I have been asking the universe for a new book, something for me to read, not related, you know, something with work or for my show specifically. And this, your book, Awakening Your Psychic Ability, like, it's like a yes. So I really thank and appreciate you. I cannot wait to order this because I feel like this is kind of what I've been asking for to come my way to dive into. And where can people order your book, reach out to you for sessions? How do you like us to do that?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, like all of my books are available on Amazon. I have four of them out right now. And you can find them at Amazon, your local booksellers, any place you can buy books online. I'm always a fan of supporting our local booksellers too.
Yeah.
And you can find my website at lisacambian.com. And I have, you know, all the regular socials, Facebook and Instagram, YouTube. I have a nice YouTube channel that has a lot of free information. And I have all kinds of, I teach Reiki, those classes are all online in all kinds of levels of psychic development, from starter, beginner, intermediate, and quite advanced trainings. So if you're interested in doing more psychic development, I got you.
That's awesome, Lisa. Thank you. What would you like to leave us with? I'm really loving our time together.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I just want to leave you with this idea that to really like kind of pick your head up and pay attention to the magical signs, symbols, and signs, omens, and synchronicities that are happening around us. Because when we dial into that world, we can get a lot of reinforcement about our psychic confirmation and reinforcement about our path. And also, it's a huge source of psychic information. So just maybe you notice that clock is at 111, or you see the cardinal that lands in your tree and you just think of your mother when you see that, who passed away. You know, all these, the world is full of signs pointing us in the right direction, and that's an exciting journey as well.
May I ask you one last question that came up as you were just sharing this piece?
Of course.
So I had this experience last week where there's a ring that I love, and I went to put it on literally a couple months ago. And this ring, there's no way I could have known what was going on with the ring, but I felt like, don't wear it. I think like a diamond might be loose. I think, and there was no indicator. It was not, nothing was moving. I couldn't see, but something in me was like, you shouldn't wear that. You know, something might fall out. I put it aside. Last week, I went to my jeweler, brought it to her. She put it under the microscope, and the band was cracked. It was like a crack you couldn't see with your eye under through the scope, and they had to, you know, take it in to redo it. So there's no way I could have known, but I knew, don't wear this. Something might happen. Would that be intuition or psychic?
That's probably your intuition, like your inner knowing, you know, and it's so practical. Like your intuition's like, don't take the highway today, or, you know, you're out of milk at home. Like we've all had these, you should call so-and-so. We've all had those moments, and it's beautiful that you listen to it. So well done.
Thank you. Because sometimes I'm like, is that my intuition coming from within me, or is it my spirit guides, my grandmother, my angels, you know, and
could
I listen.
Either.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just to listen. I'm hearing.
Like, just to listen. Yes. Yeah.
Lisa, thank you. You're such a gift. I'm so happy to be connected with you.
Thank you so much. And thank you for doing this beautiful podcast. It's a pleasure to be a part of it. And I'm so happy that you're out there helping the world. It's a beautiful thing.
You're so welcome. And I'm really delighted to be coming on your show soon as well. To be continued. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Y'all, that concludes today's show with Lisa Campion. Definitely reach out to her, lisacampion.com, CAMPION.com. Everything will be in the show notes. And I really wish you all of my love sincerely from my heart, whatever you're going through, whatever's happening, it's temporary. And what's important is that you start asking for the solutions to whatever it is that you're feeling and experiencing. There are solutions that want to make their way to you. Reach out to Lisa if you need guidance. Reach out to me and trust your intuition speaking to you about people, places, and things.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation at a time.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.